Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Thing I Love Most show. My name is Noel Valbon, and once again, I am joined on the line by Mr. Lee Curtin. Hello, Lee.
Hello, hello.
And all the way from NYC, we have Mr. Tim Leonard on the line as well. Hello, Tim.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. Well, it's actually good evening now, but you're just so American, we'll let you get away with it. It's okay. It's okay. Transatlantic international show that we have. So obviously this is The Thing I Love Most show, and the thing that we do normally love most is being a Yid and being a Spurs fan, although they're testing us at the moment. I think it's fair to say in the last few weeks it's becoming frustrating. We're not going to dwell on it. We're not going to get negative, because we're not like other rivals channels. We don't just start spouting off and, you know, calling for Flippin' Poch to be out and rubbish like that. But what we do like to do is try and analyse stuff, try and work out what the problem is, and then we'll hopefully be able to sort of come to some kind of conclusion. And sometimes after a defeat like that, it's actually quite nice to talk about it. It's almost like a form of therapy that we've had before. So we were meant to do the show yesterday, and I was just like, I didn't want to do it. I haven't even watched the highlights back. I haven't watched the game back. So, you know, forgive me if my knowledge about the game isn't particularly good, because I just ended up getting pretty drunk on Sunday. And the thing I remember most about Sunday is the Ashes. So, you know, fair play to Ben Stokes, and we got Leachy at the back, basically. So that was a highlight of my day. So it is time to talk about the game. So obviously, the first thing that we talked about last week was the selection, in terms of whether he was going to stick with Sanchez at the back. Obviously, Ndombele was injured, so the decision about what formation we were going to play almost sort of made itself, in terms of he was only going to have two sort of in defensive midfield. So he went with Sissoko and we went with Winks. But then he decided to have Eriksen on the bench. So then he had Lamela and Moura. And then obviously he had Kane, and he had Son. Son played quite wide. And it seemed like, Lee, for quite a lot of the game, that Kane was playing a 10 and Moura was playing up front. What was your thoughts on the selection? So firstly, Vertonghen still being out. Is Poch still being stubborn? Has there been more arguments, do you think, between them? Is it transfer related, or do you think he's just trying to prove a point? And then secondly, the dropping of Eriksen, keeping him on the bench, and then playing more, it seemed, in a striker role and playing Kane as a 10.
The Vertonghen one's becoming a bit of a mystery. I don't think it's transfer related as such, because all the rumours are flying around, and we're getting quite late in the window now. And nobody's ever mentioned a club putting in an offer for him. And nobody's kind of heard Jan or his team come out and say he's looking to move on. In fact, when he's interviewed, his interviews always tend to be quite positive towards Spurs and the setup. So I think it's something a little bit more personal. That's something for him and Poch to iron out. What I will say at this point is, chucking Eriksen into the mix as well. And I've seen some absolutely ridiculous stuff posted on social media today, because Eriksen and his team don't want to discuss a further contract, is why they're contracted to us. They are our players. Why they're our players, if they're fit for selection, they should be playing. So if Jan is fit, and he looked fit enough to me in pre-season, so I'm not buying into the whole fitness nonsense. Jan plays. If Eriksen's fit, we've had our little moans about him on the show, and I have, because he can't take a corner. His free kicks frustrate. We know you know what you're getting. You know, better the devil you know sometimes. However, our transition of play without him on the pitch leaves a lot to be desired. They're under contract. They're both very, very professional in the way they go about their business. So therefore, for me, they both have to play. And we are missing them, whether we like to admit it or not. We are missing them. So, Sanchez was at fault for the goal. And I'm not having a bar of anybody else's opinions on that. I've looked at it 5-6 times. I've seen people mention Danny Rose should have been coming round, but Sanchez is actually stood in no man's land. He's actually nowhere in line with the defence. He's in no man's land. The ball's been lifted over his head, and Joe Linton, whatever the fella's name was, his touch was horrific, and he still managed to get to it and get a shot off. It's listen, whatever's going on at the back ain't right. Sanchez is not ready. He's not ready. I don't feel like he's actually progressed from when we first signed him. Very raw, got all the physical attributes, got the speed, got the strength. I don't think he actually has the brain to go with it just yet. And I mean that in terms of the football brain. I mean that in terms of positioning himself and looking along the line and letting Toby just go out to squeeze the ball and you just drop off. Have a look over your left shoulder. Have a look over your right shoulder. Don't go following him. So, yeah, for me, you need to have Jan out there. It was it cost us on Sunday.
Well, that does seem to point, does it? Because it is costing us. And you can look at the goal that we conceded against Villa, and you can look at the second goal that we conceded against City as well, and you could potentially say he was at fault for that. And so when it is obviously costing us like that, is it just like, is Poch now just cutting his nose off to spite his face? It just seems like he's being overly stubborn to prove a point, but there's got to come a time where it's getting ridiculous and it's costing us some seriously important points. And I think before, when we discussed Sanchez, we sort of said that we thought he was always better in a three. He always was better when he had the backup and the experience of Toby and Jan. And so he always looked a little bit more solid with that backup. But I think in a two, he does sometimes look stretched. And I do agree with you. But it's just, for me, it just seems like a frustrating situation. And the Eriksen situation, again, you know, we don't know if his head has been really turned. But when he has come on, he has looked like he's performing. He's happy to pull on the shirt. He's not coming on and he's not being grumpy. You know, he's trying to do his best for the team. And like you said, we just struggle to, again, break teams down at home when they come and sit behind the ball. And it was another one of those frustrating games that we've had quite a few times at home, not just at the Nude Stadium, not just at Wembley, not just at the old White Hart Lane. Like, it's an issue for us. And before, we used to somehow break it down by maybe going to wing backs when we had like the Rose and Walker days, and you know, maybe that could have been an option, because the Walker Peters didn't really do any penetration down that right hand side, and it just felt again like it was very tippy tappy, sideways across the penalty area, and the odd little chip out to one of the fullbacks, or odd little chip over, but it was nothing to get excited about, and that's not good enough, and especially at this time in the season. You know, you want to be really showing the other teams how you're going to be playing. And obviously, Lo Celso came on not massively impressive, if I'm honest. I thought, you know, it's difficult to come on for your debut. So, Tim, what are your thoughts on the previous? Were you surprised to see the selection that he made? And is it frustrating you to see Eriksen and Jan on the bench as well?
Not really on the selection, but yes, on seeing Jan and Eriksen on the side, because I agree with what you guys have said. If they're still wearing the shirt and if they're still being paid by the club, then they need to play. And until those statuses change, and we all know they could be changed by Monday, but what if they don't change? Well, now you're in a situation where you're 4 weeks into the season and now you're going to have to kind of recalibrate everything. So I don't necessarily understand why Poch isn't just saying, all right, you know what? They're here. And until they're not here, then we need to have them on the pitch. I agree with what you said, Noel, about Sanchez and being in more comfortable in a three-back system. I don't know why we didn't play three backs against Newcastle. Why did we need a fourth back when they did nothing in attack? Why not bring whoever it is, bring somebody forward and try, you know, try to have one more player out there to try to unlock them. I would have loved to have seen us play more 1-2 style, as opposed to just the side passing and kind of just staying right above the 18-yard box. It seemed like everything that we did was from between 25 and 30 yards away from goal, and to try to get into the box was next to impossible because they had nine guys in the box. And the other issue that I had with the match was, like you said, the crosses were abominable when they did get them out there. I thought Danny Rose was his crosses were poor. There's no other way to say it. But that being said, Walker Peters did nothing on the other side. So it was almost like they had to get the ball to Danny because Walker Peters wasn't doing anything when he had the ball. So yeah, a very frustrating match. So few chances, but when it's just another one of those games where it shows that having so much of the possession really means nothing unless you actually do something with it. And we did nothing with it.
Absolutely. And I think, so just to sort of like try and put this in perspective, how worried do you think we should be? And obviously I know that there's been massive social media meltdowns, as there always is with defeats. And, you know, I don't even look at social media after the following days of defeats, because I just get so frustrated with some of the absolute garbage that people put, and people are so short-sighted and have no memory. And it frustrates me. It frustrates the hell out of me that we have one of the best managers we've ever had, and we are in one of the best positions that we've ever been in terms of our club stature and our squad. But that said, this is not like it's the first time this has happened. And so how worrying is it that we had almost our fully fit squad available, and we hardly peppered their goal at home to a side that got dicked on by Norwich the week before and then put up little fight against Arsenal the week before? Like, this is like a really, really poor Newcastle team who probably will get relegated. And we didn't even scare them in any way. It was comfortable for them. And that, I think, is worrying. And I'm not saying potch out. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not going that far, because that's just crazy. But, you know, something has to change. And obviously, we're going to be previewing the Scum game at the weekend. So how worried are you, Lee, after Sunday's performance?
Honestly, I think you've got to start thinking. But I'm the same as you. I don't look at the social media anymore after a game, or straight after the game, or the next day, just because of some of the nonsense you read. And yeah, we all walk out of the stadium and we're all huffing and puffing. And you know,
sorry, one sec. Sorry, Lee. Tim, are you moving your microphone? It's sounding a bit scruffy.
I don't have a microphone, so it can't be me.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're back. Okay, crack on, Lee.
Yeah, I was just saying, I don't bother with the social media directly after the game. I'm the same as you. I just watching, like, reading stuff and watching people lose their mind, and the stuff that they spout is, you know, it's pathetic. And then we walk out of the stadium and we can all do better than Harry. We can all do better than Sonny. We'll all do better than Toby. We know that, you know, we're all top draw Premier players when we're walking down the fifth flight of stairs. So I don't try and get too wound up about it, but I've looked at the stats from the end of last season and the start of this season, and they don't make for great reading. And there's no getting away from that. There's definitely no getting away from that. And now we're back at a point where we've got Kane on the pitch, we've got Sonny on the pitch, we had Lucas out there, you know, we had Ndombele one day and Sissoko. And the play hasn't picked up. And I think that's the biggest worry for me, is not the result all the time. The result will come if you're playing the right way and you're playing properly. We played on Sunday like we didn't actually have a clue. And Kane was playing in the number 10 role. Moura was up top. Kane was trying to put crosses in on Moura's head. All right, he scored the goal against City, don't get me wrong, you know, but the likelihood of Moura scoring a header over Kane, you know, what? Have a little look at that. Sonny looked like he'd been missing matches. It was clear to see. He wasn't, you know, he just wasn't his effective self. And we're sitting here going, should we go to a three? We're sitting here going, you know, should Lucas and Lamella both be on the pitch at the same time? I don't believe they should be. You know, I would start Lucas, and if we get ahead of certain teams, and then you want to kind of shore it up a little bit and a little bit of needle and have the ability to go forward, then you bring Lamella on because he's got that little bit more in him in terms of he can take somebody out from the neck downwards, but he can also dribble. He can also dribble a ball forward. So, you know, I think we've got to start looking at what we have. So the worry for me is: have we lost our way? Have we lost the style of football that we used to play? Have we lost that ability to get down a wing and put a decent cross in, or tear teams apart and make diagonal runs in behind the defence? Poch was talking about Kane not pinning a defender. You know, when was the last time you've seen Kane pin a defender on the edge of the 18-yard box? I mean, and who's he going to pin if he stood at the edge of our own 18-yard box trying to get the ball off with his toes? Mm-hmm. So if Poch thinks that's a problem, then we do have a problem because Kane is not our furthest forward player. He's one of Europe's top strikers. His stats says so. You know, you wouldn't think it watching him at the moment, but his stats says he is. Mm-hmm. So why isn't he in the right place? Why isn't he in the danger zone? And why is he coming back so deep and Poch allowing it? There is a little bit of a problem there. And there was a small cause for worry.
I agree. And I think also, though, we spoke about it before in terms of, I think we do suit the counter-attacking play. And the three games this season, the Villa game obviously at home, the Newcastle game, both teams came and sat back. And so they didn't give us any space to move into. And then the City game, we hardly had any of the ball, so we didn't even use it on the break very well. We lost possession far too easily, so we haven't had the normal sort of style of play that we prefer, which is a counter-attacking style. So there will be differences, obviously, on Sunday. There's going to be much more teams that are going to come forward and they're going to leave spaces at the back for us to profit from. But it is a worry, I think, because, you know, Newcastle and Villa are not going to be the only teams that come and do this season. And so for us to, like you said, not have any ideas, but also to just look like we didn't have a clue is weird. It is weird. And the Kane number 10 thing with you know, I get it if you're going to buy a striker, a quality striker, and then partner in with Kane, that's totally fine because then at least, you know, you've got someone up there who is going to be a target man who can, like, you know, because Kane is very good. He has good vision, good passing. But if it's going to be more, then it just does not make any sense to me. It really, really doesn't. So, yeah, it is a little bit of a worry. I do agree. So it's time to talk about Sunday's game against the Arsenal scumbags. That is always it's always a horrible game. I don't like these derbies at all. Get far too nervous. Firstly, obviously, we're just going to talk about selection. So there was some positive news this week. So we've been hearing that Dele Alli has been training a lot and he looks like he is back. Whether that means he will have a starting berth is yet to be seen, but it does mean that he's probably going to be involved in the game at some stage, which is really, really good. We've also heard that Troy Parrott and Tanganga were also quite heavily involved in training. So I don't know what we make of that. Do we think that Parrott is going to make a name for himself this weekend, potentially, Tim?
I would love to see it. Wouldn't it be great for the 17-year-old to score a goal in his first Premier League match against the Arsenal? Talk about becoming an instant legend at the club.
Yeah,
I would love to see. I would also love to see that we win 3-0 and he wouldn't have to. He wouldn't need to be coming on the pitch. So, you know, there's a couple of different ways to go there. But yeah, I mean, I think that this weekend it's a good test because if nothing else, you know that Arsenal isn't going to put 9 in the box against us. And I think it's going to be a more representative game. That doesn't necessarily guarantee a result by any means because Arsenal actually has played pretty well this season. But it's more of a there's no gimmicks involved as far as defensively. It's like they're going to play us straight up and we're going to see which team is the better team. So I'm looking forward to that. It'll be at least a more attractive match, and we'll actually be able to see the strengths of the team. But at the same time, it's just when we still need to figure it out against clubs that are going to pack the box against us. And so this, obviously we're not going to get that this week, but in the future, that's something that, that still needs to be sorted out. But I'm definitely looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. I think, if Parrott was involved, it would be brilliant because he does excite me. So it would be good to see him back. And obviously it is going to be a very, very different game. Last season's game there was frustrating because we had the chances and then we just conceded some stupid goals. And I think that's obviously the worry is that, we need to have to keep our defensive heads. But we're going to have chances in the game. Like there's no worries about that at all. They are pretty terrible at the back. Luiz proved his clown flipping mentality and tag against Liverpool. And, he's if they think he's the defensive answer, then they're in a whole world of trouble. So I think I'm sure Son will be looking forward to rinsing him again like he did last season against Chelsea. So I think it should be a good game. So let's talk about the selection then. So obviously, before we spoke about the fact that they weren't picked last game, Eriksen and Vertonghen, do you think it's essential that both of them start on Sunday, Lee? And who else would you have in that starting 11?
Mate, they have to be in that team on Sunday. They have to. You've got to go there. You've got to go there with full intent. With three games in, if Potter was trying to prove a point, he's made a point. But by the way, he's lost us 5 points. So put your pride to one side, roll your boys out, and let's see if Yam wants to get out there and prove his point. And if you're looking at the way we played on Sunday gone, then it's a no-brainer that Eriksen has to start this week. They're there defensively. They're always going to be there to got at. We know that. You'll get at them. I think I said on Sunday before, Sunday just gone, somebody asked me about signings this season. I said Ndombele and David Luiz signing for Arsenal, my two favourite signings of what a signing. Just what a signing. There's Coco running around and he actually signs for the biggest circus in town. Eventually. So, listen, he's there to be got at. Sonny will expose him with pace and run it. He'll invite him in for a few rash tackles or he'll take him to school. And if it's not Sonny on that side, let's hope it's Lucas who will give him a bit of a roasting. But yes, for me, I don't know if Ndombele's fit. I'm hoping he is.
Yeah, it'd be good if he is, but it's not. They haven't said yet.
Yeah, I'll go with the back four of Rose, KWP and Jan and Toby. And then I would have Ndombele and Sissoko just in front of there. And I would go with Sonny, Eriksen and Moura in front of them with Kane up top. That's how I would start the game. Hopefully with a bit more width, hopefully with a bit better movement and a bit more creativity. Ndombele and Sissoko to have a bit of a tear up with Pepe in the middle. And yeah, we always have a chance against them, and form goes out the window a little bit because it's just a derby, and you do become very passionate. And let's see who's got the cool heads for it. Let's see who's got the cool heads for it. Most of our boys have been there now, played in a few, so I fancy them to know what it's all about. And the Arsenal boys, not so much, but I know we put them down and we'll mock them, and that's kind of what we do. But if we're going to take a football perspective on it, we need to be very, very careful of Aubameyang and Lacazette. I'm never worried when there's only just one of them on the pitch. It's actually when they're both on the pitch is the problem. And I just love the fact that their managers, the ringmaster of the circus can't even work that out yet. That's his most potent lineup. So if they go with one, great. And if they go with two, let's hope defensively we decide that we're going to have our best week of the season so far.
Yes, fingers crossed. It would be good, I think, to also have some goals on the bench, and even if it is in the form of Troy Parrott, Tim, it would fill me a bit of confidence to know if we did need a goal with 20 minutes to go to bring him on, because I do think he's potent. I think he could. I honestly think he could get a goal.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on that. Despite his age, I would very much like to see him get some Premier League match experience. It doesn't necessarily have to be against Arsenal, but I'd like to see him be included more. One thing I just want to point out, Kyle Walker-Peters, do we know that he's playing on this weekend? Because he did go off last week with the hamstring.
And yeah.
I've been hearing about, you know, Aurier isn't going to be included in the squad. So we're looking at a possibility of Sissoko or Dyer playing right back. So
yeah.
That's a bit of a concern right there with some of the health issues that we may have. But let's hope that KWP is healthy.
Pepe does look like he's got a few wheels on him, so I think that might be a problem. So yeah, maybe it will be Sissoko, because obviously he's a little bit pacier.
Could be one of the reasons why Tanganga's then involved this week.
Yeah, possibly.
We may bring Yan back as the right back.
I'd love to see it. Last season when he played outside and was going up the wing and sending crosses in, he was brilliant that match.
Yeah, that was on the left though. So maybe they'll play Toby on the right like he's done for Belgium.
Don't be surprised if you see Toby on the right then.
Yeah,
and Jan in through the middle, Tanganga taking Jan's place on the bench. Not unthinkable.
Yeah, it could happen.
Talking about goals off the bench, if Ali's back in training, it would be...
Yeah, again, makes a big difference, doesn't it? It definitely, it's like having Eriksen coming back when he came on for the Villa game. It just lifted the team, and I think that's what we may be in need of. You never know. It's one of those games, like I said, that I hate. So, prediction time. I'm going to start off by saying a KG 1-1, I think Kane's probably going to bag, and I think he might bag a penalty. So I'm going to say 1-1. What are you saying, Tim Leonard?
I'm going to go with Tottenham 2-1, all of the negativity vanishes.
It will.
All the negative people love Poch again for another week, and he quote unquote saves his job with those people.
It could happen. It could happen. And if it does, I'll be a very happy man. And I would love to do next week's show. Lee, what are you saying?
Yeah, I'm going to go for, you said a KG 1-1, didn't you? Yeah. I'm going to go for a sit on the end of your seat 2-2.
Oh, okay. I'm getting nervous already. Okay. All right. 2-2. Cool. We'll take that.
Who scores in stoppage time to tie it?
let's not go there.
Absolutely brilliant. Okay, cool. So it's time to talk about Fantasy League. It was an absolutely awful weekend for myself. I've dropped down to 8th position in our TTILM show league. We have James Smith, who is the top of the league at the moment, with Delhi Belly FC. And then we've got quite a few other DSI people. We've got Soy Mustafa. We've got G Moore up there as well. The one team that I did want to also talk about, which is Levy's checkbook team. And that is because he's got an Arsenal player in his team. Sabalos. So AB, whatever your name is, he needs to come out. You cannot be profiting from the scum doing well. So that's not a good sign. So, good luck to everyone this week. I made my wild card last week. Absolutely terrible decisions. And I've made loads more changes as well. It's terrible. This is not a good thing to talk about for me on the show. But anyway, best of luck. So it's TTILM show if you want to join the league. And you can see it's on our Facebook page. And we sent the link on there and also on our Instagram as well. So we are the Thing I Love Most show. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much to Lee Curtin. Thank you very much to Tim Leonard. If you want to find us on YouTube, we are going to be doing some videos maybe in a few weeks. We might even do a little fan video from the game on Sunday. You can obviously still find us on Instagram, TTILM show, on Twitter and on Facebook as well. So fingers crossed we get our Mr. Yan back and Poch can really just like, come on, stop this stubbornness. And we really, really do need a great performance and hopefully a great victory on Sunday. So once again, thank you very much for listening. We'll speak to you next week, and come on, you Spurs.